Travis or Carrie. Hopefully it's okay with my background. It's not too bad, right? I have to pick up a family member from the airport at 4:30, so I'm already in the park and wait.
That looks great.
Awesome. Good. You might hear planes here and there. Dr. Suter, good to see you again. And everyone. It's fun. I've seen a bunch of you, like, in just the recent days in person. It's really nice.
You were on mute. I think you were trying to say something.
Oh, yeah. Tubby, didn't hear you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, great to see you, Commissioner. Thank you.
Yeah, you're also active and involved in the community. I just love it. Hey, we might go ahead and get started. I thought I might have a hard time seeing everybody, but right now I can see everybody. If we get more joining, which we very well may and hopefully do, then I might need a little help catching everybody if you have questions and comments. But so welcome Elizabeth and Travis and Dr. Suter and John Trevort, that must be you, Carrie, our Chief Bennett, Andy Faulkner, and there might be one other, it kind of says one other, but I'm afraid to go finding. Maybe Carrie, do you see?
Let's see, I see John, Todd, Andy, you, Travis, Chief Black.
Black,
Elizabeth, and Todd.
Yeah, okay, awesome. Great. Yeah, and I probably will need help catching if somebody raises a hand. I mean, just feel free to not feel like you have to raise your hand, really. I think this group's pretty familiar with how we do our monthly work together. Okay, and I know Chief Bennett has a 4:00. We might be done by then anyway. Last time we were done so fast, Chief Bennett was trying to get in and didn't get in time. We felt bad about that. And we're not sure why. Carrie, is it doing that to you today? Like asking for
I turned it off. So
oh,
that
good.
We can join now.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's go ahead and I think I will just try to roll wind window up and diminish the sound a bit. Dr. Suter has been with Davis Behavioral Health how long?
30 years.
30 years, oh my goodness.
30.
And yeah, and your title, has it been the same the whole time?
No, it's morphed over the years, but right now my position is Director of Intensive Services.
Yeah.
So anything of a really high level of acuity comes across my desk one way or the other.
Yeah, right. I remember that. I see that Judge Inchesti is with us and some others have joined that I can't see you all. But so I want everyone to know that, again, there are a lot of intensive services, and that includes helping in our jail, and et cetera, et cetera. So Dr. Suter's going to kind of catch us up, all the things that it's for this group to know.
Well, you know, I got an email from Carrie about a week ago or so, just asking if I could highlight a few things that might be relevant to this group and anything new that we have going at Davis Behavioral Health. And I appreciate, number one, I appreciate Chief Bennett here, because one of the new things I wanted to speak to that is unique to Davis County is we have an officer through Clearfield Police Department that is assigned as specifically working mental health related cases in his jurisdiction. And my understanding is this is the first one in our state that's operating under a specific grant that I think the whole state is kind of looking to see how this position works and how it interfaces with us at Davis Behavioral Health, along with other agencies that may manage some of the people with mental health conditions in their community. His name is Blake Whitehead, Detective Whitehead. And he has become really a very integral part of our work at Davis Behavioral Health and the way that we manage our clients with the hope of really moving them to treatment and consistency in their care, and having people work with the mental health agency, us, as opposed to maybe having encounters with law enforcement. One of the things that I've learned over the years is a person with untreated mental illness is 16 times more likely than the general public to have interaction with law enforcement that can result in a tragic outcome, an unwanted and tragic outcome. So if we can get our folks, and when I talk about our folks, or I'll also use the term our population, that means the people that come and work with us at DBH, mental health, substance use, developmental, neurodevelopmental kinds of pieces, that when they come and work with us, I'll call them our population. We love our population. We love the folks we work with and care for. But if we can get our population into treatment and care, it just is so much better for them. It's so much better for our community. It's so much better for law enforcement, and certainly decreases the chances of some kind of negative interaction or outcome with law enforcement. And again, Chief Bennett was really instrumental in accessing this grant. Detective Whitehead is an outstanding officer and really has assimilated well into working at DBH. And I believe Detective Whitehead refers to himself as a mental health officer. Is that right, Chief?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he's done an outstanding job. We really enjoy working with him. But that's a really neat piece and very unique to Davis County. And I think one of the things that's brought light to Davis County is there is attention on our interaction, relationship with law enforcement, and the way we manage crisis situations here in Davis County. There's attention, I think, from different areas of the state with the idea of, gosh, how are you guys doing it up in Davis County? And what can we learn from you? And what can we do to either emulate or pick up things that you do well or add things you do to our communities? And that's been very satisfying. There was a CIT Utah conference and also a statewide crisis provider conference where Detective Whitehead, Lieutenant Lyman from Layton PD, and me, the three of us, were a panel discussing all these really difficult situations where law enforcement interact with our mental health population, how to execute pink sheets, what are some of the limitations with law enforcement in doing that, what are some of the limitations on the mental health side. We had a nice panel that was really well received, and several areas of the state and people throughout our state were there observing that. That was really fun. That's a new program we have, again, in conjunction with Clearfield PD. And the hope is that maybe other agencies can access funding to have a mental health officer on their in their agencies to be able to work the way we do. So that's something that's really exciting. We also, as part of that, and you probably all know about this, but over the last couple of years, there has been a movement across the country to have our population access crisis services from a mental health side rather than through a law enforcement avenue. And that's a nationwide three-digit number, 988. So anybody in the country can dial 988 and they will get immediate access to a crisis situation. It's an alternative to 911. So if the call is not 911 related, meaning some sort of criminal activity, something that requires law enforcement, or something that's a medical emergency, that's a 911 number. But if it's more of a mental health area, 988, it's nationwide. It's been implemented across the country. I think we've done a really nice job in Utah of that 988. And that accesses crisis throughout the state. The call goes into kind of an answering service, or they call it a crisis line, through Huntsman Institute. And when they realize it's a Davis County situation, they will then route that to our, meaning Davis Behavioral Health, MCOT team. And TOT, MCOT stands for Mobile Crisis Outreach Team. I happen to be over that as part of my supervisory umbrella. Our MCOT program runs 24/7. The team is two people, a licensed therapist, and then a peer, a person with lived experience, or a person who has family members with lived experience. So the peer and the therapist will go out together into the community and be able to address crisis situations. About 80 to 85% of those MCOT calls are done without law enforcement. We certainly like to have law enforcement with us when it's necessary and needed, but also want to relieve that from our law enforcement partners when it's not necessary, and then that frees them up to do other things and take the calls and more of a kind of traditional law enforcement responding to these types of calls. So again, 988 is a nationwide number that people, three-digit number that people can contact to access crisis. One of the things that is really, I think, challenging in our nation is kind of our medical care system and how people access treatment and care. People don't know where to go. Our healthcare system is very complicated. Some parts are private, some parts are public. You don't know what your insurance company is going to authorize or not. And from a mental health standpoint, we want to try to remove all of those barriers, again, to try to get our clients as immediate access as possible. So that 988 is one when people are in a crisis situation. Again, they call 988 is just one avenue of access. We have multiple ones within DBH, but we want to make it as easy as possible for any of our individuals, our population with crisis situations to access our MCOT team, our services 24/7. We have no discretion about insurance, what they can pay. Even if they're outside of Davis County, if somehow they make it to our crisis team, we want to help them and assist the immediate crisis. And then what do we do after today? After we resolve the crisis, how do we manage that today? So that's MCOT. Every local mental health authority throughout the state has an MCOT team, and it's implemented in different ways. But that's another program that gets immediate access. A third aspect of our kind of crisis team and how we partner with law enforcement is we also have a receiving center, Davis Behavioral Health Receiving Center, located in Layton on our Layton campus. And that is a immediate access point for anyone in crisis situations, anyone who has had encounter with law enforcement where the officers responding may see this as more of a mental health or substance use related situation as opposed to criminal, or underlying maybe the criminal activity or potential criminal activity. Our law enforcement officers in Davis County can transport those folks to our receiving center. It's accessible 24/7. It comes at no cost to the individuals that are brought there. And our goal is to provide, one of our goals is to provide an outlet for law enforcement to take those folks to our receiving center and try to get those officers freed up and back into their areas in less than 5 minutes. We want to take that kind of evaluation and triage and decision making, again, when it comes to our population, take that off the officer's plate. We'll assume that. And for example, if they drop an individual off at our receiving center, and then through evaluation we learn, oh, maybe the hospital is a better place, we'll take that over, relieve that burden from law enforcement, get them back into their communities and back on their patrol shifts. We also want to provide immediate access to people with substance use conditions, because within that illness, that substance use illness, we maybe, you know, our receiving center has been in place now for maybe roughly 5 years, I'm guessing. But before that, if we had someone who was in a substance use crisis, and it often happens at midnight, 1 a.m, they're, I'm ready to quit. I am done. I can't deal with this anymore. if we don't have somewhere for those folks to go, we may lose that point in time where they're ready to change. And so with our 24-hour receiving center, boy, if someone is in trouble with substances and they're at that last point, they're at the end of the rope, they want to quit, they want to go somewhere, no matter what time it is, let's get them into the receiving center and get started with their treatment and recovery. So that's been a really neat program, and I think interacts very well within our community. Hopefully the law enforcement agencies are pleased with what we have to offer, and we can provide, again, them another resource and an opportunity to get our folks help when needed. So that's a great program. The other thing I just wanted to speak to really quickly is one of the major difficulties for people with serious mental illness, we'll refer to it as SMI, but serious mental illness, one of the major difficulties is housing, is stable housing. And if people can't establish stability in their housing, and our clients often struggle with that and have difficulty for a number of reasons, they really have a hard time with their recovery and getting back on track in their lives, have a hard time with employment, have a hard time refraining from substance use, have a hard time establishing safety. And over the last maybe 2 years, we've really been working intensely on building a housing option for folks with serious mental illness. We have been able to, I think through a lot of the work with Commissioner Kamalu, among others, have been able to establish some funding to build a 60-bed unit that is just about a block from where our primary office is on the border of Layton and Kaysville. We're in the process of building this 60-bed unit for our folks with serious mental illness. And we're hoping to kind of develop almost a little bit of community there, where people, there'll be treatment offices there, along with other kind of social and productive activities for our consumers to engage in. And each client will have their own room and ability to store some of their belongings or keep some of their belongings with them in that room. We're not fully established yet, but my thought is there'll be some kind of requirements of our consumers. One of them will be refraining from substance use and things like that. The 60-bed unit we're hoping to have completed now by maybe January, February sometime of 27. Anybody who's up in our area, our main offices, it's just a block north of us on Main, and we're very excited about that program. That's kind of the next major hurdle that we have going on. So I thought those were some things, Commissioner, I just wanted to highlight for this group. I thought it'd be applicable to this group, and if questions or comments, happy to entertain them. So thank you, Commissioner.
No, thank you. Yeah, I think those are all very relevant for this group. Lots of cute claps and horns for what you've shared. And then any questions or comments about any of these things? Yeah.
It's nice to know
go ahead.
It's just nice to know, because I just had a question about somebody asking if we had in Davis, and I wasn't aware of that. I mean, I knew that we did in Weber County. So that's good to know, because Salt Lake does a really great job too. And so now having it up north is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just said, Dr. Suter, you know, I Chief Black, you can correct me if you feel different, but on behalf of law enforcement Davis County, I think our working relationship with Davis Behavioral Health and Dr. Suter's team is exceptional. And criminal justice diversion for low-level offenses, and I appreciate the time you've taken with Detective Whitehead. Our program is for 2 years, but I'm confident our city council will fully fund that position, because we're seeing some phenomenal results. He was in my office just the other day and said he has noticed, which was one of our primary goals, was to decrease the number of repeat clients that we're responding to time after time. And he finds that the success is our procedure is every mental health call that we respond on, Officer Whitehead or Detective Whitehead makes a phone call to that person to help them make sure they have to ride, we'll provide that to them so they get the appropriate follow-up.
That's terrific.
And I just, you know, if I could jump in real quickly, Chief, I think it was an excellent hire and suggestion by your staff and your team. He's really a great fit for that role. Certainly has a mindset for it and a heart for it. And he's great to work with from our end as well. So we thank you. You assigned a really good one, you know, for that position. We really enjoy working with him. And he feels integrated, you know, it's kind of almost like he's part of our team as well, you know, here at DBH. It's been a great, great match. Great yeah. fit.
I will say the success of that program is key to the person you put it in. And when we set out for this program, Detective Whitehead didn't even put in for a promotion because he was so dedicated and wanted, loves it. He really connects with the public and he's the success of the program. It's completely him.
You got it.
That's really awesome. I would love to meet him. Yeah. I'll have to visit sometime and meet him. Chief, and I'll set that up with you. Yeah, terrific.
We'll have to have Kelly hire him to the Sheriff's Department before he retires.
Watch out. We're going to have to clone him so we don't have to steal him from you. Yeah, true enough. It sounds like, you know, it reminds me in... it's just been a real privilege for me to work with all of you and also to just see how different agencies and individuals in this county have been really, you know, pushing on that leading edge of best practices and finding a better way, getting upstream. And obviously it's needed with the 988. It's recognized around the nation that we needed some better ways, you know, just as an example. But some of these innovations have come right here and have come even just in the last 7.5 years, you know, and I just find that very exciting. And I'm very proud of the work of all of you in our agencies. Well, if there's not any other question about Davis Behavioral work, then Dr. Suter, thank you so much for taking time to do that for us. I wanted to not forget, I keep a list and Carrie helps me a lot. So we try to keep our list updated of who is, who's on our CJ, Criminal Justice Coordinating Council. Some of the positions really don't change and those are the core positions. Maybe even in our leadership in Davis County. But then some do change. There's a person named Joe Nance, and I don't think they've come for a while, maybe never, I don't know. Does anyone know Joe Nance? Because we just try to keep the list updated. I think there might've been someone from the state who said, hey, I'm leaving, but the next person is Joe Nance. Anyway, no one really knows. Well, that's a clue. Maybe Carrie and I will send an email and just say, hey, who are you? And are you part of our group? Yeah, okay, that was one question I had. Any other partner updates, things that this group should know about? Okay. Travis, were you going to say something?
I don't think it ever hurts to just mention again on davislinks.org, there's a new feature I talked about last time, but some people may not have been there, but there is a quick link feature when you go to davislinks.org, scroll down to the bottom, and legal assistance is one of those things. So, you know, different populations served, and so take a look at it. If you see anything that maybe we tried to have it vetted by different external partners, but it's not just legal assistance, it's a whole list of things, you know, a curated list, trusted, mostly local resources, but also state and national where needed. But anyway, when you click on the quick link, it takes you to the actual Davidson's resource directory, and then all the programs are just like these cards that you can interact with. What were you going to say, Commissioner?
Oh, no, I was just going to make sure that Todd Utzinger heard that too. Yeah, I think that's a big one. The quick links is definitely helpful to people, but then also for people to go in and see what it says under the legal assistance. We definitely have people who need help. So I'm glad you've made it even easier. And that would be interesting for me to look at also what's in the legal assistance.
Yeah, there's also a tab for partners up on the davislink.org that says resource forums, and that become a partner. And when you click on that, it'll have the YouTube link to all the recordings for the monthly DavisLinks resource forums. And the most recent one was actually legal assistance. So you can listen to 5 different presenters that were fabulous and talk about what they do in the county, through the state.
Awesome.
For some reason, I lost connection momentarily, but I'll try to follow up with you on that, Travis. Travis is one of our COEs, and I need to follow up with him. I think you sent out an email a while ago that I'm playing catch up on everything, it feels like.
I figured as much. You're doing great work and very busy, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, there's a lot. Good. Okay. Well, I'm not seeing any other questions or comments. And just really always encourage you to feel like you have a supporter in the commission office. If there is something I can do to be helpful, I hope you'll reach out. I think a lot of you have my cell phone, use it. And just really appreciate all the work that you all do. And I never mind when we go a full hour, and I also never mind when it's 30 minutes and we have this little gift of time. So with that, let's see. We'll take a look at the July, that second Thursday in July. Sometimes things are quieter in July. If we have things, if you guys have things, we'll meet. If we don't, we'll take July off. I think we've done that before. So just watch for that. Carrie and I will communicate. Oh, and then at the end of June, just that reminder too, the Utah Association of Counties has their Justice Summit, which is excellent. Some of us have been before. I will be out of town this time. I'm really sad about that. I've never missed one. And I've seen it grown, and I've seen it grow, and I've seen it get better and better every year. And the topics sound excellent again this year. So if that date works for you and you have interest, I'm sure it will be worth your time. And you'll see some of our group there too, typically. Last year, both Sheriff and Johnny were there, and some others, I think, from this group. So be sure to vote. The sheriff's office is going to be an open seat with our wonderful Sheriff Sparks retiring at the end of this year. So vote. Help everyone you know to vote. If you live in Davis County, and this one's for the Republican primary, so I guess you'd have to be at this point, registered Republican. There's 2 people in that race right now. And so that's a big one. The new sheriff being decided. All right. Thank you all so much. Good to see you.